Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 6, Being Watchful in Life and Faithful in Service. Monday, Related Verses, Matthew 25, verses 1 through 4. At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were prudent. For the foolish, when they took their lamps, did not take oil with them, but the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the innermost parts of the inner being. Romans 8, verses 9 and 16. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Verse 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Philippians 2, verses 15 through 16. That you may be blameless and guileless, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world, holding forth the word of life, so that I may have a boast in the day of Christ, that I did not run in vain nor labor in vain. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. Related reading. Virgins signify believers viewed from the aspect of life. Believers who are the kingdom people are like chaste virgins. As virgins, they bear the Lord's testimony, the lamp, in the dark age and are going out of the world to meet the Lord. For this, they need not only the indwelling, but also the filling of the Holy Spirit. Being a virgin is not a matter of work, service, or activity, but a matter of life. Moreover, we are not only virgins, but chaste, pure virgins. Being a virgin is not a matter of what we do or are able to do. It is absolutely a matter of what we are. Although I am an old man, I conduct myself like a virgin. I would never sell my status as a virgin. Even before the enemy, I am a virgin. In Matthew 25, verse 1, lamps signify the spirit of the believers, which contains the Spirit of God as the oil. The believers shine forth the light of the Spirit of God from within their spirit. Thus, they become the light of the world and shine as a lamp in the darkness of this age, bearing the testimony of the Lord for the glorification of God. Thus, as virgins, we do not take the weapons for fighting or sports equipment for playing, but lamps for testifying, shining, and enlightening. Verse 2 of Matthew 25 says, 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. 5 is composed of 4 plus 1, signifying that man, signified by 4, with God, signified by 1, added to him, bears responsibility. All believers bear the responsibility of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The foolish ones were foolish because they had oil only in the lamp, but not the extra portion of oil in the vessel. In addition to the regenerating spirit, they did not have the infilling spirit, the extra portion of the Holy Spirit. Man is a vessel made for God, and man's personality is in his soul. Hence, vessels, in Matthew 25, verse 4, signifies the souls of the believers. The 5 prudent virgins not only have oil in their lamps, but also take oil in their vessels. That they have oil in their lamps signifies that they have the Spirit of God dwelling in their spirit, and that they take oil in their vessels signifies that they have the Spirit of God filling and saturating their souls. We need to be very clear about the lamps and the vessels. Within the lamp is the oil, the Holy Spirit. The New Testament reveals that our spirit is the place that the Holy Spirit indwells. According to Romans 9, we are vessels made by God. Our being, our personality, is in our soul. Therefore, the vessel in Matthew 25, verse 4, signifies our soul. Through regeneration, we have the Holy Spirit in our spirit. This causes our lamp to burn. But the question is whether or not we have the extra portion of the Holy Spirit filling our soul. Although we have the oil in our lamp, we need the extra portion of the oil in our soul. This signifies that the Spirit must spread from within our spirit to every part of our soul. Then in our soul, we will have an extra amount of the Holy Spirit. If we have this extra portion, we are prudent. If we do not have it, we are foolish. In other words, if we are indifferent to the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we are foolish. If we are wise, we will pray, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to have your spirit, not only in my spirit, but also in my soul. Lord, I need the infilling of the Spirit. I need the extra portion of the Holy Spirit to fill my entire being. In order to be watchful and ready, we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the spreading of the Spirit Himself from our spirit to every part of our inward being.